The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Want to invest in consumer brands and retail? Want to construct a portfolio that includes trying to find the next hot thing? Well, you probably want to consult with Martin Dolphy. He is a managing partner of M3 Ventures. He can be followed on Twitter at DolphyVC. And Martin joins me in the studio. Martin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Tell people a little of your background so that they understand where you're coming from and what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure. I began my career in investment banking. I was a consumer analyst and then made the jump over to private equity. In 2006 and 7, I was involved with the acquisition of American Apparel and brought that company public. And from that point forward, I had an interest in consumer and retail investing. I ended up joining a creative arts agency in their running their consumer and fashion group. So began doing business development, a lot of collaborations with Target and H&M and Topshop for brands like Rag & Bone, Marquesa, Opening Ceremony. And then from that point forward, you know, really wanted to put some money to work in the sector. So early last year began a venture capital firm that invests in early stage consumer companies.
And that this is M3 Ventures.
M3 Ventures.
Tell us about M3 Ventures and the kinds of companies or the kinds of strategy that you're looking to support.
The first filter is high growth. So we've got to see companies at least with 100% year-over-year growth. Typically, we'll wait until they get out to 5 to 10 million in annual revenues. With consumer brands, I think you want to let them go a little bit further to make sure there's a real sustainable business there. And, you know, we look for founders that have strong track records of, you know, running great management teams. Typically, the things we get involved with have millennial underpinnings, so their customers are young and engaging, and they leverage technology to interact with the consumers better.
I'm just going to give you one name from your portfolio, so maybe use that as an example, and we'll go through some of the others. But Carbon 38.
Yeah, Carbon 38, a great team. Katie Warner Johnson and Caroline Gogolak.
Tell people what it is.
It's an online marketplace that sells women's activewear brands. So you go to carbon38.com, you get a drop down menu. There's 50 women's activewear brands, and they, you know, they buy it wholesale and market up at retail, and they've had phenomenal growth. We'll do about $20 million in revenue this year. Did seven last year, and. You know, great team. We also invested in Spiritual Gangster, which is a yoga brand based out of Phoenix. Great team, husband-wife team that used to own a dozen yoga studios. They sell soft goods, apparel, through Equinox's, Bloomingdale's, and lots of independent yoga boutiques.
I was going to say that you're not just focused on clothing and retail. I mean, for example, I know that you got a company called Soma that is part of the portfolio. Tell us about Soma.
Yeah, Soma is a great company based out of San Francisco, run by a guy named Mike Del Ponte. They produce beautiful kind of decanter quality water filtration products. The easiest way to think about it is it's almost like Apple design meets the Brita. Beautifully designed, biodegradable products. The filters you get bimonthly in the mail. So 60% of their revenues through filter subscription, and you're filtering through burnt coconut shells. So something that better than some of the plastics products in the market.
How do you figure out what the valuation is of a company that is growing so quickly?
I mean, it's easy to figure out in the public market.
But these are all private.
In the private market, typically, you're paying for a growth story. You're paying up for a growth story a little bit. The multiples that we observe in the market are typically 3 to 4 times trailing 12-month revenues, and three to 2.5 to 3 times current year annual revenues. most of the time at this stage in the companies, they're just focused on top line growth. That is changing, in the kind of broader macro climate. Companies are trying to tighten up margins and make sure they're building a sustainable business. But it's key to have a really, really great growth story if we're going to get involved.
Now, there's one company called Janu.
Yeah.
And this, I got to say, is something I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. This is clothing, but it is for professionals. And I mean professionals in the healthcare industry.
Yep. Yeah. So, Janu's based out of Los Angeles. Great guy, runs it. Former private equity Yucaipa investor. And an Indian family that actually has ties to apparel and manufacturing over there. So they produce better design scrubs, basically. And it's a very sleepy market. Lots of kind of incumbents, large companies, and they basically have better form fit, and they have an antimicrobial feature in their garments too. And they're just doing fantastic.
How do you find most of these companies?
It comes from existing founders, existing LPs in M3 Ventures, industry lawyers, third-party providers. When I was at CAA, it was fairly visible in the marketplace. So we get a lot of inbound stuff. And lastly, my partner Tracy Dubb was recently at Sandbridge Capital, along with Tommy Hilfiger and a lot of the guys over there doing a lot of great investments too. So she has great deal flow as well.
Is there a certain dollar amount or percentage that you're willing to invest in companies at this level?
Yeah, we typically, our entry level check will be between $500,000 and $1 million in a company, with the intention to follow on invest in subsequent rounds and try to maintain ownership position. We're not so focused on a particular ownership percentage. More important is that we get started with the right companies and really build a great base of portfolio companies.
What do you believe is the biggest sort of illusion or misconception about investing in startup companies in this space?
That it's fad driven is one thing that a lot of people talk about. Also, can these companies get large?
Everyone wants to be Warby Parker or
Bonobos, Farfetch, a $1 billion unicorn. You do have to kind of know how to pick the right ones, and we've been around the space long enough to kind of have a good sense of that. They can certainly scale if you provide the right business development resources around them and you back the right founders.
Talking about spending the money once they've raised it, is there a change in the split? So, for example, you might spend upwards of 30-40% on marketing, another 30% on the technology, and maybe another 30% on the sort of back office industrial production of the actual goods that you're selling.
Yeah, a good portion of the working capital typically goes to funding inventory. And you also want to carve out a good piece of that for a proper marketing budget. Typically, these companies want to hire a couple C-level executives, like a good CMO to come in. And a CFO. So usually, 30% of the working, the use of proceeds schedule will be for new hires, content creation.
Does that typically go to things like social media?
Yeah, there's a lot of different strategies, marketing through social channels like Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat now is a bit, big. Channel that people are utilizing. Yeah, and there's typically they have internal people, that marketing groups that will spend in different areas and evaluate conversion rates and AOVs and different.
What are AOVs?
Average order value and KPIs, key performance indicators. Those are things you want to look at in these e-commerce based businesses to make sure that your marketing spend is converting properly and you're getting the most out of your spend.
What's the not the biggest mistake you've made, but is there something that's happened in the last 6 months that you wish that you had known previously and said, gee, if I'd only known that sooner, I wouldn't have done that?
Yeah, well, look, we're learning. This is, a first-time fund for us. And, I think looking back over the year, we picked a great group of eight companies. The portfolio will do about $65 million on a consolidated basis this year, did 25 last year. But the the one thing I'd say, looking back, what maybe would change, we followed some known investors into one particular deal kind of based on their previous track record. And that's the one that's probably went a little sideways out of the eight. It's back on track now, and it's actually there's a pending acquisition involved with that one. But got to have your own personal conviction around these.
Got to stay passionate about what you believe in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well done. Thanks very much for coming in and spending time with me.
Thanks for having me.
Martin Dolphy is a managing partner for M3 Ventures. He can be followed on Twitter at DolphyVC. We're going to take you through to the close on Wall Street. This is Taking Stock. I'm Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.